is your least favorite nails on a chalkboard experience? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Good afternoon.
And Bradley, explain. What are we asking people and why?
So I was at the dentist this morning and I had the experience that it is my least favorite feeling in the world. And that is cotton in your mouth.
Ah! Oh, that makes my bones like itch.
Like, it doesn't hurt.
No, it's just
not
the
pain.
Worst.
It is just, it's a sensory experience. And I know I'm not alone, whether it's cotton in the mouth or I also have a wood in the mouth thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, make your jokes. I don't want wood in my mouth.
Sure. Mm-hmm. No, I get it. I know. You hate wood in your mouth.
But seriously, what are your favorite, least favorite, rather, nails on a chalkboard experience? Or maybe favorite. I mean, maybe get off on that. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, everybody has those things where they're like... Ah, ah, ah.
Even just touching cotton balls makes me have that feeling.
I don't like cotton.
Oh, I need to find that cotton ball Maury person to share with you.
Okay, that one, no, I'm like, not quite I don't get that, but, like, I just want to squeeze it. It's just the squeak of it. Ooh, and the same with styrofoam.
There's just something... Yeah, when people bite styrofoam...
Well, who bites styrofoam?
People do. Like, when you have styrofoam cups and stuff.
Oh, sure.
People used to, like, chew them.
651-641-1071. What is that experience for you, that nails on a chalkboard experience? Who do we have on the line, Holly?
Susan is here.
Hello. Hi, Susan. Susan. Susan, what is that nails on a chalkboard experience for you?
It just freaks me out when people walk out of a ladies' room and the bathroom stall and they don't wash their hands.
I mean, that's just nasty. That is nasty.
I don't like it.
Do you ever call anybody out on that, Susan?
I should, as I'm a registered nurse, but I haven't.
Well, thank you for thank you for your nursing.
Yeah.
And feel free to call people out on it, because especially now, like, hello.
Yeah, now I feel like you're entitled or you're emboldened. We are all emboldened to be like, wash your hands.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Also, I mean, it just feels weird to leave.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I've never done
so
it. Maybe I've been in a
bits.
Hurry, but, like, you better believe I'm going to find some hand sanny as quickly as humanly possible.
Okay, so you know how we all have our nails on a chalkboard things, right? But, like, my spouse has a number of them, and I've sort of taken them on now because I know they're going to bother him.
Oh, sure.
Right? So then I get, like, the ookies when something happens. And so his thing is hearing a fork scrape across a plate. Mm. It absolutely sends him.
Like...
Right? Like, you're cutting something and, like, the fork accidentally slips on the plate. Like, that noise. And so I'm always on edge when we're eating and the kids, because, you know, they don't, like, I don't, you know, when they're young, they don't have super great control over their utensils. Yeah. And they're certainly not thinking about how to not annoy their father. In fact, they're actually thinking about how to annoy.
I'm noticing a pattern because I also have the, I don't like when people when they touch their spoon to their teeth, mm-hmm. like when there's contact, my partner does that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, God.
How does he do that?
Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Aaron,
what is your nails on a chalkboard experience?
Touching peaches. I get the heebie-jeebies. It sends this weird shiver down my spine.
Touching peaches.
So, like,
yes,
is it because
I cannot touch a peach.
Like, how do you feel about kiwi?
Kiwi, I'm okay with. It's a little rougher texture, so I'm fine with that. It's just something about the texture of a peach. It's like this shiver down my spine, and my daughter thinks it's hilarious and will chase me with them if she brings them home. So.
Oh my gosh, Erin. I hope you have a peach-free day. Thank you for your call. Peaches.
I will say I don't like raw peaches. I would not want to put my tongue on a peach.
Really?
Yeah, sorry. Again,
I'll lick a peach all day.
I love peaches. I don't want my tongue on peach fuzz.
Holly, who else do we have on the line?
It's Pat.
Hi, Pat. Pat, what is your nails on a chalkboard experience? Hi, Pat.
Spitting on the sidewalk, spitting at the bus stops. I just can't stand it. It just grosses me out.
When people spit, yeah.
Spitting
when
in public.
People spit.
Is she?
You know, and then you're walking, and all of a sudden that person in front of you just spits out one of those gross gobbers. I feel like I'm playing hopscotch because I got to bounce around it, you know.
Pat, thank you for your call. That is disgusting. I will co-sign on that. 651-641-1071. What is your nails on a chalkboard experience? Holly, who do we have on the line?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Kathy, what's your nails on a chalkboard experience?
My grandmother always seems to have like a mouthful of spit or something, and she is like trying to suck something through her teeth. It's that sound.
Oh, my Lord. What's going on over there?
It's like she's got something stuck in her teeth, and it's like she's trying to suck it out, and it's always right. Oh, it's like, Grandma, go to the bathroom and floss your teeth or something.
Oh my gosh, thank you for your call. I had a friend who, that was like a tick, a thing that he always did, was like try to suck through his teeth something. I can't even do it. And it started to drive me crazy too, because I think my frustration, I was like, what are you doing? What is the problem? Fix the problem. What is it? Mouth sounds, of course, always put me right over the edge, too. So that's, you know, what are you going to do? Do we have time for, we'll do one more. Holly, who do we have on the line?
Jean's going to give us the last word.
Jean, hi, Jean.
Jean, you are our final contestant on What Is Your Nails on a Chalkboard?
Okay, Bradley, you and me together here. At my dentist's office, they have a special note on my chart to not bring cotton near my face.
You can do that?
Oh, yeah.
What do
they know me. They said there's only one other person.
So what do you do instead?
He uses the metal thing. I don't know what that, you know, the long thing and whatever. I don't know.
All right. So there are options, is what you're saying.
Yes, but let me ask you this, because it sounds like you're so similar. I cannot stand looking, smelling, or watching people eat white bread.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't have an issue with that, but now, like, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever had an issue. So that gives you the same feeling as the cotton?
Oh, God. Yes, my brothers would take a piece of white bread, roll it up in a ball, and pop it in their mouth. I thought they did it on purpose just to torture me. It still makes me want to throw up.
That's so fascinating.
That's so funny.
I've never heard of that, but I'm sorry. But I'm glad to know we've got options.
Yeah.
At the dentist, anyway. Yeah.
Thanks for your call. Have a great day, and stay away from the cotton. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, here's something that's like nails on a chalkboard. The Kardashians.
Oh, God, yeah.
We'll talk about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Hey, and, you know, a day would not be a day ending in Y if we didn't speak of the Kardashians like they want us to.
That's for sure. And what have we been speaking about lately? Well, the infidelity of one Tristan Thompson. Mm. Oh, it's almost like we've been here before. Oh, wait, because we have!
Mm. Oh! Mm.
Well, the reason we're talking about that story today, of course, is because they want us to.
And we do as we're told.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We do do.
So do the Kardashian doo-doos.
This is a bunch of doo-doo.
It's done, and I am so done. But anyway, I think we maybe have finally gotten a first whiff of...
I don't know if I want to smell this.
Tristan Thompson's wandering wiener distraction.
Okay, I'll bite. How are we being distracted from Tristan's wandering wiener?
Frankly, Kim Kardashian posted a picture of her body.
Oh, yeah. That'll distract us.
A teeny weeny bikini situation. So feel free to look at this photo. She shared. Now, I think this is just a whiff. I don't think this is like a major onslaught or attempt to change the conversation. But anytime Kim Kardashian posts something, millions of people are looking at that and say, not the conversation from one. Is it Madison Chase? Did I just make that name up?
No, it's Sydney Chase.
Sydney Madison.
Whatever.
Dakota Chase. Mm-hmm. The Instagram.
Geography.
The Instagram model and personality who. Is she a TikTok celebrity too?
I don't know, but I all I know is.
You might be thinking of Addison Rae.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be.
But Instagram. She's an Instagram model person, influencer.
Influencer.
Human. Yes.
Human being.
So she, of course, made all sorts of allegations about the fact that she slept with Tristan Thompson. That is awkward for Khloe Kardashian because Khloe Kardashian is back together with Tristan Thompson. Has cheated on her before. And then she yelled at us because we said that happened and it'll probably keep happening. And she's like, you don't know what you're talking about. And then
and we were like, yeah, but we do. And now
look where we are.
My four favorite words.
I told you so. Well, Kim Kardashian, you know, is newly single. And so she's taken her clothes off, taken some photos in a teeny bikini by the pool with her bestie, Lala Anthony. She did this yesterday. And
she has so many besties. I cannot keep track.
Oh, my God. I don't remember who Lala Anthony is.
Well, I know Lala Anthony from an old reality show. I want to say I'm going to get it wrong. Wasn't she on Love and Basketball? Is that the name of a reality show? Did I just make that up?
No, that is a reality show. Don't know if she's on that. She's married to Carmelo Anthony, who's a basketball player.
Yeah.
She used to be a VJ.
No, Love and Basketball, I think it was a movie.
Back in the day.
Yes.
She's on something called Lala's Full Court Life. Yeah,
Love and Hip Hop is the name of the
Love and Hip Hop. Thank you. And I want to say she was on another reality show too, Flavor of Love. That's where I was first acquainted with Lala Anthony. But she's got a career. She's like a thing.
Yeah. Well, and that's why she's besties, one imagines, with
Kim
Kardashian. So I don't know if this was like, you know, Kris Jenner's like, hey guys, I need some Instagram photos of your behind because we got to take the heat off of Khloe Kardashian's mistakes here, people. And by mistakes, I mean, they're not really her mistakes. They're Tristan Thompson's mistakes. But, you know that this is going to become a topic of conversation by Khloe Kardashian. And frankly, I'm of the belief that she's going to have to say something before the week is done because this story has taken on a life of its own.
Right.
This is not just some like rando person on the internet going like, I slept with Tristan. I mean, she's showing up with receipts.
Yeah.
Details,
yes.
Specific,
very
spreadsheets,
specific
maybe
details.
Spreadsheets.
Uh-huh. I have a question that is slightly unrelated, but totally completely related. What product? I am saying this as a person who cannot sunbathe because of the fairness of my skin.
Yeah. Well, nobody really should do that much sunbathing.
Mm-hmm. What product is it that Kim has on her body to make it glisten in the sun in such a way?
Baby oil?
It's just oil. She just oils herself up.
Yeah, I don't
Photoshop.
Know. Well, that's probably that's the key.
But it's interesting to me, like she's sitting right next to Lala Anthony, and Lala has a little sheen to her. I mean, Kim Kardashian looks like she hired somebody
to spray her down.
To oil her up.
It looks warm.
Also, can we just talk about how their pose does not look comfortable?
Well, no.
At all.
No.
Like, they're like,
no, that's not natural.
They have to go way back.
That's not natural. At all.
Yeah, it does not look comfortable.
No.
And then it looks like they're trying to do, like reverse dips or something.
Yeah, because...
Oh, tricep dips.
Tricep dips, yeah.
Because they can't put their bottoms on the actual seat. I'm just saying.
Also, please advance.
Oh yeah, the other one where
she's like literally her behind is eating
the wall
that she's sitting on.
Oh,
I mean, she is fully
That's impressive.
Attached, you know, to that wall.
I do just want to say, like,
it's like a potato chip clip.
If you live in a world, if you live a life where you can just, if somebody takes a picture of you poolside, you can just smile and be fine with it, you're living a good life. Imagine what it would feel like to always have to be in a pose.
Well, and not just because here's the other thing I appreciate about Kim Kardashian is look at how every single... Well, also, please look at her hands. Like, tell me there's not Photoshop and look at her hands.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think that... Wait a second. Hold on.
Yeah, and look at Lala Anthony's hands.
Is that water? Is there water on that surface? Gosh, and then it's creating an optical illusion?
It could be.
No.
But it looks like her hands
are dying. She needs to get that looked at.
We'll tell people.
Flat. It looks like a cartoon.
No, but even...
When a car runs over the cartoon and flattens it, that's what her hand looks like in this.
Yeah, it's I don't think it's weird. Water, because if it were water, it the water would be spilling over the side.
No, this is, it's the Photoshop, because also look at the angles and curves by her buttocks.
Okay, because I didn't know if it was some kind of infinity pool experience, because they're fancy like that.
No, that's Photoshop. That's a bad Photoshop.
But like, the thing I was going to say is,
Photoshop.
I was in the midst of saying... The thing I appreciate about Kim Kardashian's effort here is that every piece of her body is like curated. So look at every toe, every arch, every joint.
Oh, yeah.
Every piece.
Yeah.
But then I saw her hands and I was like, I don't know what's going on with her hands, because they look like they just got like rolled with a steamroller.
This is what I want to say to the Kardashians. You're rich. Hire somebody who's really proficient at Photoshop to do your Photoshopping.
I'm surprised they don't have a full-time photo editor on staff.
Well, they need to maybe send that photo editor to
an
online
class. Because I
feel like
Kim sits there like you and I, like poolside, like photo, you know, adding filters to her poolside shots. Also, for the record, I don't do poolside shots. I'm just saying, like, normal people would, like, you know, fiddle with their own photos. I don't know that she does.
No, they've got to have somebody that does it, but I think they need an extra class.
Yeah, well, certainly where the hands are concerned.
Yes, I'm concerned about her. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots coming at you after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hello, and these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of...
Florida.
Florida.
And sometimes other places.
Like where?
New York.
All right.
Hey, I'm in New York. Let's go see a Broadway show. Or not. Or that Broadway show could just come to us. I want to tell you about a 38-year-old FedEx driver in New York. He is not the crazy, stupid idiot.
Okay.
No. He's actually a person who brings delight to many people. He
was
sitting at a stoplight on Tuesday, and he was sitting in his car singing a song to himself.
Okay.
Like you do in the car.
Sure.
You don't, as people do. When 22-year-old Alexander Carrion started yelling at him through the window of his car, the FedEx driver was like, I don't know who this guy is. I'm just going to ignore him. And he drove off. But a few minutes later, he saw the same guy, Alexander Carrion, 22-year-old Alexander Carrion, running toward him with a weapon, and that weapon was a bow and an arrow.
Ah!
And
Robin Hood?
He was like, I gotta get out of here. And so he sped off. Now, he was able to call police. The police were able to track Alexander down. They were able to recover the hunting bow along with four arrows.
Wow.
But you will never believe why
Yeah, I mean, why did he come at him with a hunting bow?
Because he thought that the FedEx guy was trying to flirt with his girlfriend because he kept on delivering packages to her. Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So he...
I mean, let's be real. I have got a real relationship with my UPS and my FedEx and my postal service carrier because they bring me boxes all the time.
Yeah.
Because you order them.
My real relationship is with the boxes, meaning I'm very excited about what's coming in the mail, but I will be happy to see the person who brings it to me.
But I'm confused. They were in traffic together?
Well, he was sitting in his truck at a stoplight, and the guy...
Was singing to himself?
Must have been... No, the FedEx driver was at the stoplight. Okay, I'm going to act this out for you, okay? So he's at the stoplight, and he's like, Ricky, don't lose my number... Ooh. And then all of a sudden, some guy comes up and is like, you so-and-so, such-and-such, you're doing things with my girlfriend.
Okay. All right.
And he's like, ooh, I'm going to stop singing my song now, and I'm going to put the pedal to the metal. And drives off. And then later, the same guy...
Came at him with the bow and arrow.
Exactly.
And it was because...
The guy who had the bow and arrow.
Up to deliver packages. Not his package.
Yes. There you go.
Packages to his girlfriend.
Exactly. That's how it all went.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very sane.
No. So 22-year-old Alexander Carrion is now facing charges for harassment, reckless endangerment, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. I mean, a hunting bow and arrow.
That is, I'm telling you, this is why you should never get into an altercation with anyone on the roadway, because people have died.
You don't know what they've got
via a bow and arrow.
Oof.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
What did his girlfriend say, like, dude?
Actually, she's married to the FedEx guy now.
No, she's not.
No, that's not
true. You made that up.
Fine. Yes, I did.
But hopefully that she's not accurate. With that guy anymore.
No, I hope not too. That's okay. That's not sexy at all.
That is not sexy.
Mm-mm.
Nope. You know what else isn't sexy?
What?
Our next story.
Ooh.
So we were in New York, if I remember correctly, we're going to go to Missouri. Mm. And I want to tell you about a lady, and her name is Amy Wilhite. She's 39 years young, and she was just sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Mm.
For something that is totally a crazy, stupid, idiot classic. 10 years in jail for being a crazy, stupid, idiot. That is no small feat.
Ooh, no, it is not. But it's a classic.
Yes!
Okay, so do you want me to guess what the classic thing she did is?
Yep.
She hid... Oh, I know. Okay, so she tried to shoplift... at a liquor store, and she put a six-pack in nature's pocket.
No.
Which is impressive.
That's a no. Not what happened. But
she had purple relations?
No.
Private pies.
I can say that it did involve nature's pocket.
Okay. Okay, so something was in her pocket.
She put something in her pocket. Now, remember, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it was drugs. You get 10 years for drugs in your nature's pocket.
Nope.
No?
Nope. That's the dolphin of...
Incorrectness.
Incorrections.
Did she put a rare type of seafood up there?
Holly.
Rare type? What even is that?
I don't know, but it would get you 10 years.
We've read...
Fijian crusty shrimp?
But we've read stories of people putting
lobster crustaceans in their pants.
Crustaceans in the pants. But that's not what happened. She went all.
Is that a hint?
Well, actually, I can't. I don't have. Well, here's a better hint.
She had explosives in her nature's pocket.
Close. She had put
a gun.
She put a 22 caliber revolver.
I will never understand.
Fully loaded. Five rounds in her lady business.
No, thank you, sir.
But I have a very serious question.
Okay. If you're going to ask Holly and me how that happens, I don't think. Okay,
no,
good.
I'm not going
to. First, you have to.
Can you tell me how that would happen? No, I don't want to know. But I've done enough of these stories that I know it's possible.
Right.
My question is 10 years for putting a gun in your hoo-ha? I mean, like, she didn't use it.
Well, thank God. I mean, that would have been a whole other disaster.
Like, how, just having a gun up there is 10 years?
I feel like there's a situation here. People have murdered people for less.
No, was the gun registered to her?
During a circuit court hearing last week, Amy, and I'm reading verbatim.
Thank you.
Amy copped to a felony indictment charging her with delivery of a weapon.
Yeah, she was delivering it to somebody in the prison, no doubt.
Yeah, but 10 years? She didn't use the thing?
No, also, but she was trying to bring it. She was smuggling it in.
I understand. I'm just saying, I think people have gone to jail for murder for less than 10 years. That's so I find that to be bizarre to me, but the fascinating thing is how is that gonna go down?
Well,
like, hey, I'm here to see Bob. Okay, hey Bob, Amy's here, she wants to have a meeting with you. So you're sitting at the table and she's just like
digging.
Like,
hold on a second.
How did she think this was gonna go down?
I don't know. Listen, this is an area of the world that I'm unfamiliar with, you know.
Oh, actually, you know what? So as I'm reading this, this was a plea deal to serve a decade in the custody of corrections. She's currently being held at Women's Bobbity Blue. Previously had done stretches. Maybe it's because of her previous activity, because as I'm reading, I suppose
you would have to stretch in order. In order to get that thing in there.
She was actually arrested. This was not her trying to give this to anybody.
Oh.
No, they took her to jail, and I can't figure out why. But what had happened was they did an initial pat-down, as you are familiar with stories of this nature. The initial pat-down failed to reveal the loaded weapon. Mm-mm. They literally did a strip search.
You know, they make you squat and cough.
Well, that would have been dangerous because it would have been squat, cough, and oh no. Ooh. 17 days before jailers discovered the gun wrapped in plastic, among other possessions.
Oh, in there?
No.
Okay, now he's got it figured out. What happened?
Well, no, I mean, they discovered it among her possessions, realizing that the only way that she could get that up there.
Oh, so they got Inspector Clouseau on the case, and he was like...
So they were all sitting around Murder on the Orient Express style, and Hercule Poirot is like, well,
wow,
that is I was gonna say ballsy.
Yeah, well, I mean, close enough.
Wow,
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I guess fellow inmates had gave up the goods, they told on her.
I want to know what else she had up there. I mean, if she had other possessions with her...
A loaded firearm!
I know, that in and of itself is shocking.
Like, just walking, wouldn't she be like, pow, 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 pow? That's the sound of a gun going off.
Okay. But seriously, thank you. But seriously, when you said they found it among other possessions of hers... That leads you to believe that she packed a lot more than just.
They just say they think she removed it once she got in there, she removed it and put it among her other possessions.
Okay, just among the loose change and pieces of gum.
Yeah. Like what? Cling, cling.
Again, loaded gun. I mean, I guess having having a loaded firearm in prison is probably a very dangerous
thing. That's terrible. That's a bad thing. Yeah. Yes, correct. Bad.
And who knows what she had, you know, initially been in there for. But man, loaded guns in the business.
Again, you got to really, really trust those Kegel muscles.
You're just like, I mean, you'd have to believe she was walking like...
Well, that wouldn't you think they'd be like... Why is she walking so gingerly?
What if she sneezed?
Ooh.
You're like,
eh. Or like, I don't know, passed gas. Like, you'd be dropping lots of bombs.
Could you tell the difference?
I don't know.
Oh, that would not end well.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, Let's play a game. You want to play a game? I feel like that's appropriate.
Bro.
Back
Life.
After this on My Talk 107.1.